Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump this morning on his social media called the now indicted James Comey a destroyer of lives, for which he said a very big price must be paid. Comey in a video saying is innocent of the charges of lying to Congress. After Trump fired his daughter Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor, Comey said his family has
known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either.
He's the first former senior official to face prosecution for investigating the Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Israel's prime minister addressing the UN General Assembly shortly. Monday, he'll visit the White House under pressure from President Trump to end the war in Gaza and drop plans to annex the West Bank. Trump is going to Bethpage Black today, the golf course, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. This is ABC News. You can call 911 again if you need to. ABC's Perry Russum on a rare system outage.
The 911 system going down for hours in multiple states. Most of Louisiana was affected, including the state's three biggest cities. Several counties in Mississippi and Alabama also experienced outages. Officials say the outages were the result of damage to AT&T fiber optic cables. Officials giving the public an alternate number to call in case of an emergency. Service was restored a few hours later, authorities saying they do not believe there was any foul play.
No hurricane threat this week, but next week, well, maybe. Forecasters are less worried about Hurricane Umberto, now a Category 1, which could be a major hurricane this weekend, maybe a Category 4. Umberto not on track to make landfall, but a developing tropical wave likely will become a depression today, a named storm tomorrow, possibly a hurricane Sunday or Monday, and could threaten the Carolinas with storm surge and coastal flooding. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 21 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Officials say nine of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. A Democratic candidate for governor is targeting Green Bay area voters with a message about tailgateflation at Lambeau. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke at a park near Lambeau Field yesterday. Hong announced a new policy she would enact as governor to lower prices for tailgaters at Lambeau by promoting Wisconsin small businesses. Hong says the tailgateflation plan will lower prices of brats, burgers, buns, and more by developing a public bank that allows family farms, bakeries, meat processors, and butchers to access affordable capital so they can sustainably grow their business. Hong says the plan will promote more competition locally by driving down food prices for game day and beyond. Hong joins a field of other Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royes. On the Republican side, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien threw their hats into the race. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. The Crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 55.
At 97.9 WGBW, thank you for waiting patiently for the multi-state keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This hour, the word is prize. That's P-R-I-Z-E, but I pronounce it with two syllables, prize. P-R-I-Z-E is what you enter. Best to use the Civic Media app, makes it simple. And once you text that keyword to us, we'll text you back saying, we got it. Oh, and click this link, we'll say, and you'll have extra chances to win extra entries. So that's how that works. Go for it and good luck. But use this word before 8 o'clock. There'll be more throughout the day. And then again, all next week, Monday through Friday. Fingers crossed for you, WGBW.
telling the world that I love you.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News of timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Sundays, we have a very interesting morning lineup for you. It starts off with Mayor Jim Schmidt's Lean Local. It's a new show, just started last week. It's on starting at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 a.m., where he brings in guests and they talk about issues relevant to the Green Bay area. Followed at 8 o'clock by New Wisco Weekend with entertainment issues, and other things going on in Northeast Wisconsin. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, discussion of health, family, community, much more between 9 and 10. And then, always on point, Sunday morning 10 to 11 with Kristen Ambos talking about the Green Bay area real estate situation, market, what's going on there, and changes, et cetera, and so forth. So it's a good lineup. Starts at 7, goes until 11, Sunday morning here on WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 9/30/2025.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. Around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old
dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low, to underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on, and no need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
may be about an old-fashioned love song, but here comes an old-fashioned rock song. Yeah, this fits that bill. 97.9 WGBW.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block.
Local news, timeless hits. WGBW, said Dad proudly. Listen, I'll give you the keyword again. If you missed it, I'll repeat it for you. And that's coming up a little later on. There will be other keywords throughout the day. We do it every other hour, Monday through Friday, between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Okay, so 7 a.m. our word was, well, I'll give that to you again in just a little bit. Keep it here for that on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Philman has the local news. She is good, and she is next on WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kendall Strobel-Nieft was sentenced in Outagamie Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Nieft went into homes under construction and turned on the faucets to purposely flood the house. They say Strobel-Nieft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Nieft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings on his part, anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like and predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect, trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, he says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. And Parsons won't be the only player on the field Sunday, facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas and will face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
No artificial dyes. How can Wisconsin food manufacturers get around it? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One ice cream maker in Chautauqua never had artificial dyes. His story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Alan Kirshner from Kirshner Super Premium Ice Creams in Chautauqua has only been in business about a year. But from the very beginning, he decided they were not going to use artificial dyes at all.
We're the only ice cream shop in Wisconsin that has never used artificial dyes. So from the very beginning, that was before the national conversation on artificial dyes. We were doing it. We also don't use carrageenan. It's a kind of it's red seaweed. It's a cheap stabilizer that's virtually in almost all ice cream. That's why a lot of people, after they eat ice cream, after 20 minutes, their gut kind of irritates them. That's may not necessarily be the dairy, but it typically is that carrageenan. We don't use that, so we're carrageenan free.
That's Alan Kirshner, owner, operator, and founder of Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. His dedication to a clean label on his super premium ice cream catapulted him to the grand champion spot of the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest in the category of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. He'll be in Madison at World Dairy Expo on Monday to receive the award for his peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
And keeping it dairy, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association announced four exceptional dairy processors that have earned their inaugural Member Impact Awards. They include Organic Valley Crop Cooperative as Advocate of the Year, Masters Gallery Foods, the Employer of the Year, AgriPort Sustainable Stewardship Award, and Nasonville Dairy, the Culture of Excellence Award. Those awards will be presented October 21st. That's literally food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
Down again, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be
more. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodega, baby, just to let me down?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And here it comes. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. It's love, and I think it's love.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Coming up in just a matter of seconds, we're going to be talking about a big show coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. And it's a week from tonight. We'll get into that with Katie Williams. Oh, my voice. I just hit puberty. My voice is coming up in 30 seconds on WGBW.
Grab your lederhosen and your dirndls because it's Oktoberfest. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Appleton Oktoberfest is this Saturday, September 27th, beginning as early as 9 a.m. There's going to be live music, bunch of tasty, amazing food vendors throughout College Avenue, arts and crafts, and a family fun area. So don't forget to grab your stein, dress up, and enjoy the fall Oktoberfest in Appleton. Check it out by going to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
This hour's multi-state keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, prize, P-R-I-Z-E. And you want to text that off before 8 o'clock rolls around because that's when that word expires. And we'll have more throughout the day in the 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. It's 7:46 right now, 57 degrees, and please welcome to the show again. Welcome back, Katie Williams.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me back.
I'm surprised you came back.
Well, you had some nice weather this morning. I didn't have to go out in the rain this morning like I did last time.
You were drenched last time.
You know, it's all good. It's worth it.
Lots of interesting shows coming to the Ashwaubenon PAC. We'll start with, well, let's go chronologically.
Sure.
Cornerstone Jazz Orchestra is tomorrow night. Tell me about that.
They are. So Cornerstone Jazz, these are all regional musicians. So these are going to be faces you probably know in the community who have tremendous talent. You know, Sean Postel has put this group together. It's a full orchestra. And we've got three vocalists known as, they're going by the Divas.
Oh, cool.
I know. I love it. Yeah. I love it. And they have, they're doing songs from Broadway shows.
Ooh.
And so just about every top Broadway show you can think of, you're going to hear a song from them. And they sound phenomenal. Full, rich sound.
What time is that show tomorrow night?
That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. And if you visit our website, you can see the full lineup of songs that they're going to be performing.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's move on to a week from tonight, the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. That's, I mean, WGBW is very excited about that show.
Yeah. No, well, so am I. These two guys, I mean, they have backing musicians as well, but Sean Altman and Jack Sculler just have phenomenal harmony, vocal harmonies, and
play guitar, sound like the Everly Brothers,
sound just like the Everly Brothers. So you're going to hear the songs you know and love of Kathy's Clown, you know, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Wake Up Little Susie.
Yeah.
just so many of these that it almost seems like no matter what age you are, you know these songs. And what I love about these guys, and I was telling you earlier, is that they each have their own musical careers that are well established. In fact, Sean Altman is a founding member of Rockapella.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you remember them.
Yes.
And he wrote the song, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
That's so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so, I got to discover these guys in New York. And I mean, they were well discovered before me, but this is just me speaking.
Yeah.
I found out about them in New York, and they were just great. And I said, I got to bring these guys in.
And they got humor in the show too.
They do. So they talk, I mean, it's not just music, right? There's a little bit of comedy. They talk about the history of the Everly Brothers too. So there's going to be some interesting little tidbits and facts. And
the Everly Brothers in high school, before they went to school in the morning, performed on a local radio station.
Really?
So there's hope for me. Yeah.
I think you're doing okay.
Oh, shucks. Thanks. You got a really interesting show coming up on Saturday, the 11th, Walking with Ghosts.
Right.
What's that?
That's, I know. I thought, well, it's very October themed, right? It's very good for Halloween. This is Walking with Ghosts, an evening of true crime hauntings. And we have paranormal investigator Amy Bruni coming into town. And she's got her own podcast. You've probably seen her if you watch Ghost Hunters or some of those shows.
Yes.
And so she talks about some true crime events that have occurred and some of the hauntings that are supposed to be surrounding those events and what that might be, what that might look like, and have a discussion about that. So,
wow.
You know, for anybody who's into true crime, and I'm a bit of a closet true crime enthusiast.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tune into some podcasts here and there on that topic.
Cool.
You know, she's going to do a wonderful presentation and with Q&A and opportunity to meet her with a meet and greet opportunity after the show as well.
So. And sound effects provided by. I mean, come on. It's...
Now that's a good song.
So that sounds very interesting. And that is.
Well timed.
Is October 11th, 7:30. And we're talking about the lineup at the Ashwaubenon PAC, Performing Arts Center, with Katie Williams. And, I mean, you've got just a great little venue there. How long has it been operating?
We've been operating for 9 years. So we opened our doors in November of 2016, had that first season the next year after that. And it's grown consecutively year after year. It's a great space. You know, it serves the Ashwaubenon School District, but it also serves the community at large. And so it's a wonderful combination of being able to serve students and the public with educational and enriching programming and entertainment, just in general, for the sake of entertainment. And it gives the students an opportunity to meet some of these artists and work backstage with them, you know, something that most high school kids don't get the chance to do.
Yeah.
And some of these artists take the time to do workshops with students.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, not just within the school district, but greater area. And, you know, having these opportunities in our area, you know, Green Bay is not small, but it's not huge either.
Right, right.
And so bringing a little bit of the world, the nation and the world to the community is always a good thing.
I got to tell you.
And a special treat.
You know, my senior year in high school, at the very end of it, I started a job at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva. And they put me in the showroom.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't ask for it. I lucked out. And there I am standing in the presence of everybody from Tony Bennett to Sonny and Cher, Phyllis Diller, and running spotlight for people like Ann Margaret.
Wow.
You know, and so to what you just said, that's a great opportunity for a student to grow and learn. And boy, that really affected me. So what you're doing is a really good thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, if I had known that there was a backstage element to shows when I was a kid, I would have gotten involved in that because I had I didn't have enough self-esteem to be going on stage and being in front of people.
But
so.
It would have grown had you pushed yourself out onto the stage.
Also true. Also true. So,
well, let's back to the Everlys. Celebration of the Everly Brothers. How do people get tickets?
People can visit us online at eschwabnanpac.org for all information. They can also call locally at 920-494-3401.
Katie Williams, thanks so much for coming in this morning. And good luck at the Ashwaubenon PAC.
Appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's nice being had, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here are the Everly Brothers now. Wake up, little Susie. On 97.9 WGBW.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please.
love me do.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. 57 degrees, Connie Feldman has the news next.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together.
Cabot, the destroyer of lives, is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince.